Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on 13th of February 2020. We have Bill, Mirjana, Dennis, Mats, Mikael, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Mirjana.
Sarmad, will you be so kind to put our agenda on the screen? Yeah, this is the agenda. As you can see, I've tried to make some agenda which makes sense. I've looked at all materials you have produced during Brussels meeting. But first, we have to resolve who will. That's less important, but we have to finish it now. I'm not going to Cancun this year, so someone has to make a presentation about our work, and Sarmad will probably explain, or maybe Pitin, on how long this presentation should be, because we have some material from last meeting and from previous meeting. I mean, and it could be a little bit updated, because we are dealing with variants, let's say, last year and a half or something like this. Is there any volunteer who will take a burden to make a presentation for Cancun?
Is anyone besides me going to be there?
Who is going to be at, Mats will not be there. Dennis, are you? Oh, Dennis is away. I looked at this icon here. He's back. That's good. Dennis, will you be there in Cancun? Dennis, we don't hear you.
He had said earlier that he wasn't.
Sorry?
I will be there, but I cannot commit to be at the session just yet. I may have other commitments that I need to prioritize
okay.
at that time.
And Hazem, will you be in Cancun?
I hope so, yes. So I should be there. But I'm going to on the GAC, for the GAC, so I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, you have some other obligations. So, Bill, you are the last one.
I'm not sure on the time of the session.
Yeah, sessions. Yeah, you are obliged to be on the GAC. So, GAC, whatever.
GAC,
whatever. Okay, so, Bill, you are the only person who couldn't.
I guess I'm the one, then.
Yeah, you are the one. So we have a presentation, and Spitting and sent to the list, to the mailing list, our last presentation, and I don't think it should be a lot of changes in it. So you can use it, and please contact Spitting and for the length of the presentation, because whatever is, it is a large one, and you can shorten it as much as it is needed. So we have a candidate. Bill will make a presentation for ICANN 67 in Cancun. That's one thing we have solved. Now, shall we start about our historic task of making variants in Latin script? I've divided tasks in two lists. One is which seems to me can be implemented in immediately, and I put, as I understood, the tasks in the table, and I ask you all to look at it and to volunteer who will implement, I mean, who will put all those changes in the report, because those are situations where we have clear decisions. Because for my better understanding, I just, in the first column, we have the task. In the second column, a little bit of clarification, because there is a lot of information there, and I cannot keep all them in my head. That's why I've tried to to put it in one table and to have it that everyone can see what should be done. And I really can't do all these changes by myself because I don't understand. I'm trying, but I'm not understanding completely this variant stuff. So I need someone of you. Mats, please go on. You have something to say. Thank you very much.
Yes, so we have this underlining that we should look at before we, I think, do too much with the variants, because it might have a significant effect on the number of variants, decrease it with a large number if we see that the new underlining concept is changes the perception.
Oh, you think those things are not finished? They cannot be implemented before we cope with underlining stuff, which I put in the second table because I understand that we have to discuss it and to find a way how to go through it.
Yeah, but we shouldn't put variants that are created through underlining.
Yeah.
We should not put any effort into before we have looked at the new underlining
concept,
yeah, mm-hmm. I think, because otherwise we might do double work.
Oh, I thought those things are clear and they can be put in the report. Sorry for my misunderstanding. I wanted to put as much thing in the report as it is possible. You see, that's my main idea. But if you think we have to switch the tasks first to finish underlining, because there is another table where I...
Because if we look at number three in the... the third task here.
Yeah.
So there we have Latin small letter L with Cedil. Should that be a variant of Latin small letter L? Well, that's an underlining issue.
Oh, also underlining. Oh, I understand.
And Latin small letter L with circumflex below, that's also an underlining issue. So
okay.
if we see that the perception of diacritics below,
yeah,
is clear when we have the new underlining concept and we accept the new underlining concept, because that's also a thing to decide.
Okay, then, yes, that's something what we have to discuss, but I thought this is clear and it should be implemented. Sorry for my misunderstanding.
Also, no, because then this is something that we discussed at the meeting.
Yes, but I was not there and I...
No, I know.
I didn't understand completely what you have decided. Okay, Dennis is also... Dennis is agreeing what you have said, and Michael is also agreed to your proposal. So please, Sarmada, I'm sorry. Will you remove this table and put the second one on the screen? Thank you very much for clarifying me this.
We have Bill in the queue, by the way.
Yeah, we have Bill in the queue. Please, Bill, go on.
Yeah, I agree with Matt, but I would point out that the parts of that task that are removing the letters with dot below from Marshallese are agreed to, and we can do those even before we... start dealing with the underlining issues, because those are simply going away from the repertoire.
Yeah, but that's a minor change. That's not some crucial change. This is not a lot of... That's even the task which I can do. So also I can remove those columns from the table in appendix and so on, but this is not the main thing. I mean, if everybody agrees that we first have... agrees that we first have to decide how to deal with underlining. And this is the first task which should be finalized to be put in the report. And then is sent some material almost after the meeting in Brussels. And I was not familiar with the concept, and it was, as I understood, it is just a proposal for discussion. So how do you think the main thing which should be resolved now, did I understand it correctly? I'm just trying to put everything on the table to keep the track what is going on. It seems now that the main task is to discuss this variant stuff, this underlining stuff, and to make a clear decision how to proceed with it. You have discussed this in the Brussels, I cannot say anything about this. So shall we put the Excel tables which Dennis proposed and discuss about it, or whatever? Mats, you are in the queue. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, so I think that we have two things to decide.
Okay, thank you.
So the first thing we have to decide is, do we consider this new underlining concept to be overruling the old underlining concept? So do we think that we should only consider the new underlining concept and disregard the old one? And when we have, if we take the decision that we should only consider the new underlining concept, then we should look at how does the new underlining concept render diacritics below? And do we still have the risk of confusion? I mean, are they still rendered as more or less identical as letter without the diacritics below?
Thank you, Mats. Michael?
Yes, thank you, Mirjana. I think what Mats just said is correct. As a summary on the underlining issue, I understood your question, what remains to be done, a bit more general. So I understood that you meant in total what remains to be done. And I think there are like three main points. So the first is we need to go through the remainder of the comments from integration panel, because we didn't manage to finish them all in our Brussels meeting. Secondly, there is the holistic question raised about the underlining aspects, which we need to deal with, because basically it would take a lot of things off our plate, so to say. And the third aspect, which you already put in your tasks of remaining things to do, is that we need to take a decision and look at the appendix, the appendix D, and the analyses we have produced there, and come to some kind of verdict if and how we consider these. That's my recollection. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. As I understand, the main, maybe I'm wrong again, but this underlining new concept, what you have discussed about underlining concept, and you have not make a decision, should we disregard all the stuff we have done before concerning underlining, and that we have to find a new approach in considering underlining. I don't know how to proceed. Shall we now vote what to do with underlining? Because it seems to me that this is the more complex, the most complex problem, and we have to find our way somehow from it. Michael, please go on. Your hand is still up, Michael.
Yes, sorry, I was typing. I don't think we should call a vote. I think we should go about the way which Matt suggested, and we could start with looking at the data on the basis of that list or that generation process which Dennis has created. Because from what I remember, he circulated, I think it was an HTML document, this produces strings where these underlines show up in different contexts, and we can kind of skim through them and see, first of all, if the issue still shows up or if it is changed as we expect. Then we can discuss as the second step, if and how this impacts our previous analysis. And then the third step is to implement that decision. That is either to take off cases individually or to remove cases which we considered variants before holistically. So first we should look at Dennis' list, I think. That's my understanding.
Thank you, Michael. Mats?
Well, I think that we should first decide if we think that this new underlining concept is overriding the old one. Because if we do not think so, if we think the new underlining concept is marginal and the other one is still valid, then this document is less relevant. So we should first take that decision. And when we have taken that decision, then the document that Dennis the excellent document that Dennis has produced is what we should look at.
And the document is on the screen now. I'm not sure.
So if you look at the document, you will see that underlining is in the new concept is not contiguous. So it breaks when something is below the line. So that's a new underlining concept. And that makes that means that like a dot below, is not hidden, by the underlining.
By the underlining. So sorry for my ignorance, but this new underlining concept, it is something which is proposed to be implemented in the future. I didn't check.
Well, it's there. You see it. So it's already. It's already implemented in the browser that displays.
Oh, it's already implemented in the browsers. So the diacritics below are not hidden. They are clear there.
Yes, in browsers that support the new
concept. I see.
Concept to browser practice. Then it says, I think that this kind of underlining, I've seen that before, so this is not new. It's rather that the practice in many cases has been more like a coarse underlining where you don't regard anything below the line. This is it's more aesthetically well-looking, I think, with the breaking the... To break it up when you have a P or Q below the line.
I see now. Yeah, it is much clearer which sorry.
Yeah, so it's more nice looking.
So, it's better looking and it is clear what characters are in the string. So
yes.
Does it mean that we should not discuss at all underlining? That's my stupid question now.
We agreed on the meeting to look at browser behavior and on email client behavior.
Yeah.
And here we have an example of browser behavior of, I don't know what browser it is. Firefox or Chrome, I guess. Chrome, I don't know.
Chrome.
Yes, and Firefox has the same, I mean, the Chrome and Firefox do the same. But then we have email clients too. How do they behave? So that's the second step. And when we come to the conclusion that, yes, if we do come to conclusion, yes, it's a new underlining concept that we should follow and disregard the old one, then all the old data is kind of, well, it's not worthless because we know where to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we should look at the collapsing characters with a new light. Look at a dot below versus plain with a new underlining and see if dot below is clear.
It's clear, yeah. I understand now. So Dennis made an example using showing how browsers behave with new underlining concept, and this is something which is on the screen. This is something with old.
So I copied this in Microsoft Outlook email.
Yeah. And it is covered. It is not. Outlook does not use new underlining concept. And so we have to make which. Sorry, Hazem, you want to say something? Please go on.
Yes, yeah, this concept would solve the problem of the underlining, so we don't need to make the whole analysis. But it has to be in all, not just the browsers, it has to be in the email clients and the applications too. Because it can be in Word document with a URL link, which is underlined, so if the concept is not there, it's the same. Disregard this analyzing process. This is a part of the analysis of the underlining, but add a part of recommending for all applications and browsers to add this new concept. Thanks.
Yeah, this could be one way to go out. Mats, please.
Yes, as I recall it from the meeting in Brussels, we agreed that we should only look at how the browsers and email clients behave, and not how like Word or
applications.
Yes, Word or PDF producer something behave, but that the decision could of course be changed. Thank you.
Yeah, just support if we don't look at anything else or don't recommend it, the problem will be the same. Because if the quotes are used in any URL in any domains, and the domains are written in Word, so it will be covered. The dot and the underline will be covered.
Mats, please.
Yeah, I agree with you, Hasan. But we have earlier kind of said that we should consider major issues and not minor. And then the question is if we should consider Word or as minor or major. So it's a judgment, question of judgment that we should take. So, what do Dennis and Mako and Bill think about it?
No hands up still.
So this is Dennis. I would suggest we stay on browsers and email clients, and those are the closest to the link being usable, right? As opposed to going down the line of applications that, yes, you can have hyperlinks in those, but really we are moving farther away from, you know, where it's gonna actually, you know, most likely to be found.
Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. So for reasons of saving time and effort, I also think it would be faster to just look at emails and browser clients. Other applications can show URLs and links, but it will be difficult to find find an agreement where we draw the line, as in what kind of applications we consider and which we don't consider. The only other thing which came to my mind, but I'm not sure if that is a possibility, is that I'm not sure if there's some kind of general process on operating systems to kind of linkify strings which look like a URL. So maybe this behavior is not so much dependent on specific applications as in Word or Adobe Acrobat or whatever you want to name, but it's more operating system dependent. But I actually don't know that. It's just a speculation, because I know that some other things are resolved at operating system level, and there are like general libraries to handle these kind of things. So that would be the only other thing which comes to my mind. But to keep things short, it would be practical to only look at browsers and email clients. I agree with Dennis in that regard. Thank you.
Bill, please.
Yes, I think basically we either have to decide that we're just going to look at the email and browsers, because otherwise the task becomes unmanageable, or we have to decide that we're not going to worry about the new concept and just going to stick with if it disappears in underlining without the interruptions that we see in some cases here, we don't care. We're just going to stick with the approach we were taking earlier. I kind of inclined to that the latter one, but I agree, if we're going to go with the new concept, it's simply not feasible to look beyond the browsers and the email. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. So, everyone said his opinion about what is necessary to do. We have Michael, Dennis, Mats, and Bill thinking that it is better to start to look only at browsers and emails. And Hazem is pointing that in applications, we shall have also underlining, which will be lead to some kind of deception of the user. But Hazem also proposed that we should mention somewhere in the report that applications have not been use of the underlying in the applications has not been properly discussed. We have not taken into analysis this kind of usage of underlining, and that just to say that we were thinking about it, but we have not done anything about it. Mats, maybe I've tried to summarize the discussion. Mats, please go on.
I think it's a good suggestion from Hassan, and I think that we could go even further. We don't have to throw away the analysis that we have done with the old style classical or coarse underlining, but we could report that in we could list that in the report that if underlining is contiguous as it has been traditionally in browsers, etc., then the following code points or glyphs will risk of being collapsed into something. I'd be identical. So that we report this. I mean, this is information, and then the public comment. Then we're open to the public comment, the discussion that we've had, and also the findings that we have done.
Yeah, because we spent a lot of time doing this analysis, and it won't be good to waste it. At least the results of this analysis should be presented somewhere in some way, because a lot of things we put a lot of effort in it, and it could be useful for everyone who want to deal with it. I think your proposal is very good. Michael, please go on.
Yeah, I just wanted to express also that I don't think we should throw away any kind of data analysis. Mm-hmm. We should only state that we changed our opinion because the way these things are being rendered by applications has changed. And that therefore it may not constitute a problem anymore, but we shouldn't delete text or screenshots or analysis or anything of that sort. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. So we have concluded following things, that we should focus on analysis of how browsers and emails are using underlining. As Dennis offered us a nice table showing that the new underlining concept is not an issue, is not producing variants using the diacritics below. So, and Dennis, you have used Chrome, as I understood. There is something left to be done. Shall we list which browser should be tested and which email clients should be tested and who will do it? That's the next question, to have all the data on the table. Dennis, please go on.
Thank you, Mirjana. Just two items. Although I created the underlying algorithm and the table and the HTML, it was the collective input from all of the team that it's in here. So I just, I was the creator of the spreadsheet,
but the input.
So that's one. Yeah, the executor, exactly.
Yeah.
And this is not a Chrome file, it's a HTML. So the HTML can be just open in any browser and potentially inserted in an email message body so that we can test those user experience and how it's displayed. So there's that. Thank you.
Okay, so let me try to repeat what I understood, because if someone has to organize the thing, we have to structure somehow the future work. Are those data which are put in this table enough for testing with different browsers and different email clients? I mean, those data are provided by you, Dennis, are the whole set of the whole set of data which should be used in future testing, in future analysis. Maybe I'm not clear. I mean, we don't need to add anything else beside this, what is in this HML you sent. That's the final set of data which should be testing. No one is responding. Probably my question was crazy. Mats, please.
This is Mariana.
Yes, please.
I guess we do understand your question. Basically, I think maybe Dennis can answer, but seems like this table should cover the entire set, but we have Mats in the queue.
Mats, please go on.
Yeah, I mean, Dennis, I don't know if Dennis went away or something, but Dennis is the one to respond to this, because, I mean, if this is the entire set of
code points,
glyphs
which will be tested.
Yes, then it should be then it's enough.
Yeah,
and I think it is. Yeah, please, Dennis.
Please, Dennis, go on.
Yeah, this is should be the list of the entire candidates.
Okay.
Bill provided it to me, so I would assume the list is complete.
Okay, thank you. That's the first question, which is solved. Okay, now we have to decide which platforms should we use for testing. Someone, Michael, proposed Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer on macOS, Windows 10, Safari, Chrome, and Android. We can copy this data and put it in the browser and see what is going on. Open this data with different browsers. So someone has to make to divide the task. I mean to organize the whole stuff. First, we have to see which mail clients and which browsers should be used. In mind that what could be missing. Michael, is this the question for me? Could you explain what you have in mind, what could be missing? Because, Bill, please go on. Yeah,
I have a question for Mats.
Oh, I see. Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I think Michael's list is fine. I would say that I think we do need to include Internet Explorer. I think it's a terrible email client, but I think it has sufficiently widespread use that we do need to include it.
Which one? Thunderbird?
Internet Explorer, Microsoft's Internet Explorer.
Explorer? But it is browser.
Browser, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So yeah. Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer. I have also some Macintosh, Safari, Edge. So, Mats, please. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. So responding to Maker, what I mean by everyone should check is that Dennis has made a great job of collecting everything in the HTML file.
I agree with you.
And of course, he could make a mistake like everyone else.
Yeah.
So so he says that everything is there. He thinks that everything is there, and I think it's our obligation to check that. I mean, it's not that we shouldn't expect Dennis to check again
it. Yeah.
Because he has think that he has included everything. and we should do the proofreading, so to say, of that, to make sure that we haven't missed anything. And then a second comment on Internet Explorer. I mean, it's Internet Explorer is deprecated by Microsoft since a long time ago. It is not the default browser in Windows anymore. It's Edge. So yeah. So I think that we could disregard Internet Explorer actually, but Edge of course should be included. And it could be important to look at Chrome and Firefox both on Mac OS and Windows. Might be different behavior.
Windows and Mac.
Yes.
So we have Edge, Chrome, Firefox, Safari, no? I know, I'm just speaking what is on my mind. We have to decide which one will be tested. Bill, please go on.
I'm sorry, that's an old hand. Apologies.
Sorry. First, I agree with Matt that that we should look at the table produced by Dennis and see if something is missing. Because when one person is making, is putting a lot of code, a lot of glyphs in one table, I will make an errors and probably human makes errors. Michael, please.
Yeah, I just want to ask, for Mats, do you mean if any code points are missing, or what did you think of what could be missing? Thank you.
Mats, please.
Well. Yeah, some it could be a pair which is missing. It could be incorrect glyph or incorrect code point. So it could be any type of bug into the file. So that's human. Only humans can make errors.
Yeah, unintentionally. Michael, you still want to say something?
Sorry, old hand.
Yeah, okay. So at this moment, we have a mass proposal that we should look at the proposed strings and see if anything is missing. Then we have to decide which browser should be used and which email clients should be used. Shall we, not to lose a lot of time, I propose that, for example, I can do it, make a list of email clients and list of browsers and put it in one table and ask you to vote which one should be used for testing. I think this is the quickest approach. Or if there is any other proposal, I'm ready to accept it. Mats is agreeing. Bill, please go on.
If you can take that on, I'd say yes, go for it.
Yeah. I can do it because it is something which is clear to me. On the other hand, we need someone to volunteer to look through these Dennis tables and check if something is missing and who is the best person for it. Bill, you gave the data to Dennis. Could you take?
I did.
You did check. You provided data to Dennis, and we need someone to check if something is missing unintentionally in these tables. That's the Mats proposal.
I don't recall that I was the one who provided that to Dennis, but yes, I can go through and double check the table, certainly.
Please do it, because I will be completely lost with it. Okay.
Yep. Sorry, this is Danny. Just to clarify, Bill, you may remember when we have we were updating the underlining table. That's the table I used.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. All right, I'll take a look at it.
Please look at it. Two persons see more than one. Okay, at least we made a small step towards finishing this task. And next time I will probably propose, we have to, how shall we further on, how shall we proceed on, with this analysis when we have browsers and email clients and we have data which should be put in mail client and in the browser, opened by browser. Someone has to, it will be probably, I don't know, 10, 15 tests or something like this. Who will do it? Or shall we discuss it next time when we see the amount of analysis which should be done? I don't know. No ideas? Okay, let's first have the data clear and the tools which we shall test, and we shall decide on the process how to analyze it next time. That's one thing which we concluded today. And another thing which bothers me more, and we have 10 minutes more till the end of this hour, who is keeping track what was discussed during the Brussels meeting in the what of IP comments have been resolved and which one are has to be discussed in the future? Does anyone has all these things somehow collected in one place? Michal, please go on.
Yes, Mariana. So from what I remember, we walked through the list of comments from IP, and Pitinan wrote comments into the list. I haven't looked at the list since our meeting. After the meeting, Pitinan sent an email to the entire Latin GP. So we could take a look at that list and see if we have comments and therefore some kind of solution for all of the remarks from IP. I seem to remember that we didn't get through all of it, but I wrote so in the chat box, and Dennis said that he thinks we got through all of it. He even spoke of 29 pages. So either we individually look at that file or offline, or we can take a look at it now and see if there is anything remaining inside there. Thank you.
All the things which Pitinan sent to the list after Brussels meeting are now incorporated in those two tables which I proposed to you. Those are the same data which Pitinan provided in these notes, after Brussels meeting. Only I have divided it in two tables. I misunderstood something. I thought that we can do something in the immediately. So nothing is left. Everything what is in these tables, in this, I'm a little bit tired now. Everything what Pitinan wrote is now contained in these two tables, which I proposed for discussion. And now we concluded that first we have to finalize underlining. And there are some other things which are not connected to, it might be one of two things to discuss, but the biggest thing is this underlining process, underlining analysis finalization, and we should do it first. And after that, when we finish it, someone should look again to those notes and see what else should be adjusted, let's say something like this. Yeah, we have received additional feedback post Brussels on February 5. I must confess that I've read it. And this is something which is not my specialty. I read it, but I could not make any new, let's say, I must say, almost I didn't understand it. Sorry for this. It is too complicated for me, this feedback. It is a lot of discussion about everything, but I cannot make any conclusion about it. So I want you, who understands better their language, to see, is there anything new in this feedback? Michael?
Yes, two things. So first of all, the additional feedback provided by IP was a bit general and more of a holistic nature. So I'm not sure how much specific that is and how much this is something which we can just work through, like from point to point. But you're not the only one who had issues understanding it. So it's not about you, Mariana. And yeah. Second, the comment from the files which Pitinan shared, she shared two files from what I saw.
Yeah.
Was called action items from face-to-face meeting, and that was some things summarized based on what we had discussed. But the file we were working through, basically from comment to comment, was this file called IP Review of Variants for the Latin LGR dated 11/10/2019.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we went from point to point and then wrote down conclusions. And I think we should take a look if we looked at all of those, because I don't think we did, but.
Yeah, okay.
Dennis mentioned in the chat box that we did, which is surprising.
Because
maybe my memory is failing me, so it's possible.
Yeah. It was difficult meeting, I suppose so. So we have to check. I understood that everything from this document is summarize and put in these two different tables, which Pitinan provided. Thank her very much for her effort, because she helped me a lot, giving this short description, what was done, what was resolved, and what still needs to be discussed and resolved. And the major thing I understood is this underlining new concept. We shall focus now on it and try to finalize it in next 2 weeks. And after that we could recheck everything and see if something were missing. Okay. It looks that we have made the progress with this. So, is there anything else you want to discuss at this moment? Because we have 5 more minutes. No, I won't start anything else. So we shall focus on new underlining analysis and try to finalize it and to organize it in the best way to be finished as soon as possible. Bill will check the table and I will send soon the list of mail clients and browsers, and you will put your check in this table that you think this browser should be checked. Okay. Michael, please go on.
Old hand.
Old hand. Okay. I thought it is new, the new one. Sorry. I cannot.
No, it's this client from Zoom. I'm having problem with it because every time I want to remove my hand, I have to click on the bar, wait for it to pop up. So
yeah.
There's a lot of lag in the interface somehow.
Yeah, I divided the screen. In one part I have the main window, and on the side I have the both windows. Although the screen is small, but it is easily to use. It is easier to use, but you have to exit from full screen of Zoom, and you can do it by clicking on the top icon somewhere, exit the full screen, and after that you can divide your screen in a better way to follow what is going on. Sorry. So that's all for today. Sorry for this cough. We shall meet next Thursday again and make a decision which browser should be used, which email clients should be used, with which data, and divide who is doing what. So thank you. Anything else? No, nothing. So that's good. I want to thank you for this meeting, for to be present for this meeting, and I want to wish you the good rest of the day or night. And I'm now closing the meeting and here on next Thursday again. So bye, and that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.